You're listening to Martian Gardens episode. You're listening to Martian Gardens episode 900, hour number 3. We started with music from Pierre Alexandre Tremblay and a piece called L'Orage. And that in French means rabies. And that was the final movement of this piece for Free Jazz Drummer, processing, interactive processing, and 8-track fixed media, inspired by Lewis Hamlin's novel, L'Orage. Drum kit performed by Stefan Schneider. This was recorded in Montreal and composed and recorded in Montreal in 2005. And part of what we heard was the final movement called Raging Rabies from this large free jazz percussion symphony. And that included the movements, I'll just read them in English, Crazy Fox, Techno Sex, The Flight from the Airport, Interview with the Owner, and Epilogue, No Future. Pierre Alexandre Tremblay from Montreal. And we then heard from Joan Etou a piece called Joker Casa from her CD Famille, a compilation of collaborations with many of Joan Etou's colleagues in the Montreal avant-garde jazz world. This one featuring the vocal group Joker, who we'll hear again next week. Joker, the Joker Ensemble, directed by Joan Etou, recorded at Casa Montreal December 13th, 2004, hence The piece's name is Joker Casa. Again, that's from Journée to Famille, or Family, on Ambiance Magnétique. The 70th birthday of a very important composer, David Rosenboom from the California Institute of the Arts, turned 70 years old on September 9th, 2017. We'll celebrate his birthday with a couple of selections next, a long set. We'll hear first from his a piece called Music from On Being Invisible, Part 2. On Being Invisible was live electronic music involving extended musical interface with the human nervous system using EEGs and biofeedback and whatnot that David Rosenboom first conceived of and composed in the mid-70s. In the early 90s, he dusted off some of this material and went back to it, including a mystical story in the mix. This one is called Hypatia Speaks to Jefferson in a Dream, and that's refers to Hypatia of Alexandria, the ancient Greek mathematician, astronomer, and an inventor, speaking to our American founding father, Thomas Jefferson. And the sections from David Rosenboom's On Being Invisible 2, Hypatia Speaks to Jefferson in a Dream, are In the Beginning, Reason Mind, Evolution with Singular Events, Political Assertions, The Mathematics of Miscegenation, Logan's Speech, and Philosophical Musings with a Sense of Reminiscing. This was included on CDCM Computer Music Series Music from the Center for Experiments in Art and Information Technology at Cal Arts. This was released on Centaur in 2000, narrated by Sam Ashley, with the dream voices of Hypatia and Thomas Jefferson by Terry Desario and Roxanne Merrifield, Brainwaves and Computer Performance by David Rosenboom, text from Thomas Jefferson, the Cherokee Chief Logan, David Rosenboom, and material attributed to contemporaries of Hypatia of Alexandria. This was recorded at the Center for Experiments in Arts and Information Technology at Cal Arts, October of 1999. And David Rosenboom put this piece together from material from about 20 years earlier in 1994-95. And we'll follow Hypatia Speaks to Jefferson in a Dream, On Being Invisible, from On Being Invisible 2, with David Rosenboom given the senses the real pre-geometry, Part 2, from his CD Zones of Influence on Pogus Productions, featuring electronics by David Rosenboom and percussion by William Winant. Music recorded at Cal Arts and the Composer's Studio in Valencia, California. This was a piece composed in 84 and 85 and revised for this 2014 Pogus release in 2013. So we have about 25 minutes of David Rosenboom coming right up with David Rosenboom's Music from Being On Visible 2, Hypatia Speaks to Jefferson in a Dream in 6 parts. And this, of course, is all detailed on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. This is Martian Gardens, episode 900, and this is hour 3.
In the beginning, there is reasoned mind. We continue, thinking of two-ness, like the polar qualities of a global consciousness becoming self-aware for the first time. The new awareness contemplates endurance, having somehow survived the great rundown of entropy. Now, space itself has become charged with the activity of thought, the vacuum genesis of self-organization. Still, in memory, live the players of past dramas. Now appearing in the male form is Thomas Jefferson, to whom we sometimes refer as T.J. Wedged in between the end of the Age of Enlightenment and emerging Romanticism, T.J. was an American hero who espoused freedom of thought and religion, but also kept slaves. A revolutionary torn between rationality and romance, whose relationships with women symbolized the psychosexual dilemma of a young nation, whose brilliant inventiveness was steeped in neoclassicism while evincing great contempt for Plato, who was both a champion of the political avant-garde and a player in the new dynamics of wealth and power, a president in the new world who was obsessed with the mathematics of miscegenation. We tap his brain to relive a moment when, as he tries to write something, maybe one of his later-to-be-famous political statements, he dozes and hears a dialogue among the multiple entities in his mind.
This is the spirit that beauty must ever induce.
Now, speaking with a female voice, we hear T.J.'s brain trying to balance the contradistinctions resulting from his preoccupation with inconsistencies.
Wonderment and a delicious trouble.
Well aware that Almighty God hath created mind through mind, that all attempts to influence it.
His simultaneous quandary and reverie is interrupted by messages from across the globe, bridging the centuries, from one who also stood at the crossroads of time, the female voice of a dreaming awareness, Hypatia of Alexandria. Murdered there in common era 415 for being a Greek woman who dared to lecture, Hypatia resided at a focal point of change in the old world. The end of classical philosophy and the beginning of the Dark Ages, the foundation of Neoplatonism and the emergence of Plotinus, the transformation of Christianity from a moral teaching into a brutal instrument of political power, the Christians' use of Plotinus to mystify and obscure thinking in order to achieve totalitarian control, the decline of Alexandria as an intellectual center, symbolized by destruction of the fabled library, all combined with an unprecedented outpouring of romantic, multisexual poetry and labyrinthine racial political conflicts among Greeks, Jews, Ptolemaics, vestiges of old Egypt, Copts, Islamics, Europeans, and many others. Just a small sample. Just a small sample. These Alexandrians thought their evolved culture was about to crash, that the world was being overtaken by those less evolved themselves. It's a common feeling in fragments of time. In 415, Hypatia was also having premonitions of her demise. She saw it coming, brought about by the lower beings at the end of a great period. We continue, then, with the evolution of a musical form, influenced by the singular events in our players' brains, to create a sense of the complexities of time.
Thank you.
Ashe was revolted by the idea of slavery, casual slaughter of Indians.
Falling in sounds, also the symptoms for the measure and the
plan, asking for the right to emancipate his slaves, had the overtones of Robinson Crusoe for Noah's Ark. He sought education plus colonization at public cost. It became a bone to seal.
Long and a trembling that is often in sound.
Even the ideas in our famous declaration, traced to men's enlightenment, especially long, first came to his lips publicly in the legal defense of a black man.
What is the truth that the soul in this well remembered the symmetry of being appropriated and that is complete? The symmetry for the idea and for the idea for the measure. This is the spirit that beauty why does incapacity not tend only to the habits of the heart?
Virginia, who every day exercised the power of life and death over blacks, now began to chant of enslaving themselves.
Let us go back to the source.
Enslavement became a widespread shibboleth and rallying cry. In 1774, T.J. indicted the Britons, the oppressors, of a deliberate and systematic plan to reduce us to slavery. There were some who solved the problem. They found the solution in the simple psychological device of projection. It is the British who are the enslaved. Thus emerged the national dilemma and contradiction, and for him, a profoundly personal dilemma. He worked through the complexities of the problem intellectually, the emotional complexities he would never have solved.
This is precisely the character of one as a power in another kind.
When you see that you yourselves are beautiful within,
to insinuate and inculcate softly was his way. But against the ever-accelerating evil of slavery, pleading and insinuation is beginning to look like political imbecility.
Genuine sophists who has escaped the abuse.
It has rallied confusion and cooperation.
His foggy mind is forever presenting the semblances of objects which have seen through the mist can be defined minor in form.
He had been responsible for the situation,
which should have consigned him to the
his octoroon children had been subjected by Virginia society to the same degradation as the blackest Africans, and he had been pilloried for siring. The mathematics of miscegenation continued to preoccupy him. Let the third crossing be of little Q and big C. Their offspring would be little Q over 2 plus big C over 2 equals little a over 8 plus big B over 4 plus big C over 2. Call this little e, 8, who having less than 1/4 of little a, or pure Negro blood, to wit 1/8 only, is no longer a mulatto, so that a third cross clears the blood. He tried, unsuccessfully, to push through the abolition of slavery. He could not silence the false reasoning of the opposing voices. On the day of the crucial vote, a legislator was sick. John Beatty from New Jersey didn't show, and the measure lost. 7 to 6. To refute is easy, but to silence, impossible.
For the idea is in unity, and what it molds must come to unity as far as possible.
What symmetry must be had? The soul is the reason.
DJ merely mumbled his inaugural addresses, nearly inaudibly. He knew the great Ontasete, warrior and masterful orator of the Cherokees, who seemed to address himself to the moon in his prayers. Although TJ didn't understand a word he uttered, the circumstances of Hypatia's murder remind us of the eloquence in the words of Native Americans when, in their defense, they have rallied attention to their plight. The chief, Logan, long known as a friend of the white man, made an eloquent speech in his own defense, as reported in the Virginia Press in 1775, when he turned to revenge after the senseless murder of his entire family and many of his tribe. I appeal to any white man to say if ever he entered Logan's cabin hungry and he gave him not meat, if ever he came cold and naked and he clothed him not, during the course of the last long and bloody war, Logan remained idle in his cabin, an advocate for peace. Such was my love for the whites that my countrymen pointed as they passed and said, Logan is the friend of white men. I had even thought to have lived with you, but for the injuries of one man, Colonel Cressup, the last spring in cold blood and unprovoked, murdered all the relations of Logan, not even sparing my women and children. There runs not a drop of my blood in the veins of any living creature. This call on me for revenge. I have sought it. I have killed men. I have fully glutted my vengeance. For my country I rejoice at the beams of peace. But do not harbor a thought that mine is the joy of fear. Logan never felt fear. He will not turn on his heel to save his life. Who is there to mourn for Logan? Not one. Logan was a man of peace and conciliation, taunted for cowardice, but goaded by senseless slaughter into becoming a fierce warrior. Emerging from the deepest part of the dream, we turn now to more philosophical musings, with a sense of reminiscence.
That was never made.
Liberty. As the ancients tolerated visionaries and enthusiasts of all kinds, so they permitted a free scope to philosophy as a balance. Thus matters were balanced. Reason had play and science flourished. These contrary points produced harmony. Socrates was too wise to believe and too honest to pretend that he had converse with supreme beings.
Thunder, all that. This is the
of the ancient philosophers of whose ethics we have sufficient information to make an estimate. I name Plato, who only used the name of Socrates to cover the whimsies of his own brain.
It's like the bidding of old Priam to Bacchus. It's like the bidding of this
Priam. The superlative wisdom of Socrates is testified by our antiquity and placed on ground not to be questioned. When therefore Plato puts into his mouth such paralogisms, such quibbles and words, and sophisms as a schoolboy would be ashamed of, we conclude they were the whimsies of Plato's own foggy brain, and acquit Socrates of puerility so unlike his character.
When I was young, I was fond of the speculations, which seemed to bring some insight into that hidden country.
Believing that faith is everything.
It's like the bidding of old Priam to buckle
the... And the more incomprehensible the proposition, the more merit in its faith.
But that is exercised chiefly on subjects.
The Inquisition of Public Opinion
that is exercised chiefly on subjects addressed
overwhelms in practice
invisible forms, as
the freedom asserted
dress, drapery, architecture,
by the laws
the composition of colors,
in theory.
Liberty. This, my dear sir, is like the bidding of old Priam to buckle the armor of Hector. This enterprise is for the young. It shall have all my prayers, and these are the only weapons of an old man.
Thank you.
Music by David Rosenboom in celebration of his 70th birthday. That was from Zones of Influence. David Rosenboom, Given the Senses, the Real Pre-Geometry, Part 3, from Zones of Influence on Pogus Productions. Electronics by David Rosenboom and percussion by William Winant. Music recorded at the Dizzy Gillespie Recording Complex, California Institute of the Arts, and at the Composer Studio in Valencia, California. That was composed in the years 1984 and 1985 and revised for this recording in 2013. And before Given the Senses, we heard David Rosenboom music from On Being Invisible Part 2, which is music for electronics and EEGs and biofeedback of the performers, translated into music. And in this version of On Being Invisible 2, there's a textual portion spoken, and it's called Hypatia Speaks to Jefferson in a Dream. And that's released on the CDCM Computer Music Series, Volume 30, music from the Center for Experiments in Art at the Information and Technology at the California Institute of the Arts. That was released in 2000 on Centaur Records. With a narrator of the text was Sam Ashley, featuring the dream voices of Hypatia, the Greek mathematician, and Thomas Jefferson, as played by Terry DiSario and Roxanne Merrifield, with brainwaves and computer performance by David Rosenboom, text by Thomas Jefferson, Cherokee Chief Logan, and David Rosenboom, among others. Okay, we continue with electroacoustic music with piano from Argentina. The composer Luis Maria Serra, who's still around and composing, does a lot of soundtracks for Argentinian TV and movies. This is a 1971 piece for piano with interactive electroacoustic sounds. Music realized at GMEB Bourges, which was the old name for IMEB, Groupe de Musique Electroacoustique de Bourges, changed in 1977 to Institut de Musique Electroacoustique de Bourges, organization from which we hear a lot of music here on Martian Gardens. This came out on IMEB Opus 30, Volume 1, in 2003. Luis Maria Serra, Abismos, or Chasms. And we'll follow this with our final piece, Dan Joseph, and his piece Dulcimer Flight, Carvalhas, music for hammer dulcimer and electroacoustic processing. By Dan Joseph, music recorded at the Art Center in Corvallis, Oregon, on April 16th, 2011. This was released on an XI Records in 2017. Electroacoustic Works by Dan Joseph, double CD. And this is going to be a long final set running about 42 minutes. And you can always check the Martian Gardens playlist for complete details, martiangardens.blog. Once again, that's one word, martiangardens.blog. We start with Luis Maria Serra. This is called Abismos. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
Thank you. Thank you.